This is Jonathan Clark, joined live in the studio now by Dave Kilminster. I'm saying that properly, right?
That's perfectly correct. Well done.
Who, if you saw him, you might possibly recognize as the lead guitar player in Roger Waters' current band. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you very much.
So you're from the UK. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from a place called Bristol, which is on the West Coast.
Okay.
And I decided when I was 18 that being in Bristol wasn't the center of the universe, so then I've kind of moved to London. I've been in the London area ever since, basically.
Well, let me get to the Roger Waters connection in a moment, but first, you've had a long-standing musical relationship with one of my heroes, Keith Emerson.
Okay.
Talk about Keith, how you managed to hook up with Keith. And he
was actually one of my heroes as well, I've got to be honest. When I was a teenager, that's basically what I wanted to do. I wanted to be Keith Emerson.
You wanted to put knives into Hammond B3s?
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to be on one of those pianos that spun round and, you know. No, there was something about his piano playing which I always found deeply moving. And I just love pianos anyway. So I would play when I was at school, and I would play when I went to visit my gran. But when I got home, we didn't actually have a piano, so kind of made practicing a little difficult, which is why I took up the guitar. But I was playing in a band called Quango with John Wetton.
Oh, yeah, from Asia and King Crimson and everybody, right?
Exactly. And we had Carl Palmer on the drums.
Oh, jeez.
So Keith Emerson came down to this gig that we had at the London Astoria. And nobody knew he was going to turn up, actually. He just turned up just to say hi to Carl, because they're really close anyway.
Yeah.
And my two uncles that had actually introduced me to ELP when I was young, they were in the audience as well.
Which was it? Trilogy, Brain Salad Surgery. What album was it?
It was.
You know, what's my favorite
trilogy,
song?
Trilogy, actually.
Hoedown. Hoedown is on my iPod right now.
Okay. I used to love doing that, and I think that's one of the things that actually impressed Keith when he came to watch us, because we did Hoedown, and I actually played the keyboard lines on guitar.
Oh my, that's complicated. Because there's about 5,000 keyboard parts in that song.
There's
you got the Moog, you got the Hammond V3, you got everything going on in that song.
But it was It was a challenge, but it was something I wanted to do. I've always been attracted to musical-sounding things. You know, a lot of guitar players tend to sound essentially like guitar players because that's what they listen to. So,
right,
you know, you get the same licks and the same phrases and stuff. And I listen to lots of different instruments, so I try and utilize that in my playing as well. So,
Well, next time you talk to Keith and or Carl, please tell them ELP's got to get back together, man. I mean, come on. I miss those shows.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. I mean, I know they've had offers, but isn't it coming up to their sort of anniversary?
Probably, yeah.
I think if they were going to do it, it'd be kind of soon. I don't know anything, but I saw Keith a few weeks ago in Santa Monica.
Okay.
When we were playing at the Hollywood Bowl, and he was just, we went out for sushi as we normally do. And he just said, are we going to work together again? And I said, yeah, I hope so. You know, it was such a blast.
Well, please send that message to the band.
I will do.
Well, tell me how you managed to hook up with Roger Waters. You know, Dark Side of the Moon, playing it in its entirety at Live Earth. And, you know, how did you manage to hook up with Roger?
I'm a complete fraud, I must be honest. My manager heard that Roger Waters was auditioning guitarists. And so he phones me up and he said, Roger Waters is looking for a guitarist. Are you interested? And I said, Roger who? And he said, come on, you know, he's a guy from Pink Floyd, you know. And I said, okay, that sounds interesting.
Right.
So that's basically what happened. I'd spoke to Snowy White initially.
Uh-huh.
And then I spoke to Andy Fairweather Lowe. And they said, you know, you need to get a CD together of you playing some of these tunes.
Some of the Floyd songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as luck would have it, I was actually in the studio at the time recording my album, so I just went in the next day and told the engineer that we were going to have something slightly different today.
Well, so how did you do that? Did you just actually play the solos dry, or did you have backing tracks to play the solos along with?
I've done a lot of transcriptions for a guitar magazine called Guitar Techniques.
Okay.
And I knew that they'd done a version of Comfortably Numb. So I used the backing track of that, and I recorded the solo over the top. Then I did a bit of Wish You Were Here,
right?
Because I had a 12 string there and I had an acoustic, so I just did that completely dry, and I put the vocals over the top of that. One or two other bits, and we just spent the day sort of knocking some stuff out, and Roger liked it, thankfully.
And what was the first gig you did with Roger?
I was hoping, as you do, I was hoping for a nice little warm-up gig, you know. First gig we did was Rock in Rio, which was in Portugal.
Few people there.
About 75,000, something like that.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, it's going out live on Portuguese TV, but there's no pressure. So.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was the first gig.
Unbelievable.
That was pretty heavy going.
How about the Live Earth show? That giant stadium, right?
It was, yes.
And was that just completely surreal? I mean...
We played for 20 minutes, and that's got to be the first.
By the way, the highlight of the show, as far as I was concerned, seriously. I mean, so many people, Police, I love. Mm-hmm. But you guys, I mean, just... And I really felt it from the audience, even watching it on television, that you guys were the highlight of the show.
Wow. Thank you.
So, first time playing Giant Stadium, I guess, right?
It was, yes. I couldn't watch any of the other acts. I mean, I heard John Bon Jovi was really good. John Mayer was great. But I just couldn't. They had screens backstage, and every time I looked, I thought, no, I can't. You know, it was just too daunting.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were going to be broadcast. I think it was broadcast to just over 2 billion people.
Right. Is that all?
Yeah, exactly. So I just had this vision of me walking on stage, tripping over my guitar and, you know, breaking strings and all kinds of stuff. So
right.
I would have liked to have relaxed and enjoyed it a bit more, but it was actually quite stressful, to be honest.
Were you a Pink Floyd fan growing up as a kid?
No, not really.
No, really?
No.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's why I didn't know who Roger was. I feel a bit guilty, but I mean, I'd heard the obvious tracks. I'd heard Dark Side of the Moon. I'd heard a couple of tracks off Wish You Were Here. Welcome to the Machine, I remember really liking. And Have a Cigar as well. It's a great tune.
Yeah.
But it was, I guess my influences growing up were a little heavier, I guess. You know, I mean, I loved ELP. I loved some of the progressive rock stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Queen, I was a big fan of. And then Van Halen came out, and I thought, okay, I need to practice.
Right, yeah. Wow.
I think he did that to everyone, actually. But.
Well, despite doing all this stuff with Roger Waters and all these other great people, you have a solo album out now, too.
I do.
Called Scarlet, and a great song on here called Big Blue. About anyone in particular, or just...
It's about my girlfriend's eyes.
Blue eyes.
Yeah. I know it's really corny and soft. That was the inspiration for the tune. It kind of developed into something a little darker, but essentially that was where it came from.
Well, Dave Kilminster, he has this great solo album out now called Scarlet. You can see him playing with Roger Waters, I'm sure, again. Thank you so much for stopping by the show tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
For more info on Dave, go to Q1043.com. Keywords, out of the box on Q1043.